The issue of child marriage is an harmful traditional practice that is widespread all over the world, not only in Afghanistan, and is particularly predominant in all South Asia, including in Afghanistan. And actually, it doesn't affect only girls, but also affects boys. Also, boys that they are not yet 18 happen to be married before that age.
What is UNICEF doing about this issue of child brides? I know that the age in Afghanistan is 16 for marriage for women.
Yes, the legal age of marriage is different in different legislation. And actually, one of the concluding observations of the Committee of the Rights of the Child is exactly focused at harmonizing the different pieces of legislation that they might give contradicting information, and to give the same age of marriage to both boys and girls. And we are working with the government on that particular aspect of harmonization of legislation. In specific, we are currently working with the government of Afghanistan on the development of a child act. In relation to child marriage itself, UNICEF is working in particular with religious leaders and communities to raise awareness on the negative consequences of child marriage and on the need to ensure that boys and girls would have the mental and physical maturity to be able to get married and have a normal family life.
What kind of lives do these child brides live?
Well, I think everybody is aware of the situation of Afghanistan and the ravaging conflict of 30 years. And being a child in this country with this kind of a historical background is not easy in any situation that a child is put in, including in cases is married at a young age.
You said UNICEF is working with different organizations there in Afghanistan to let people know about the issue of child brides. But when it's a cultural issue, how do you get around something like that?
I was mentioning before is that we are working specifically with religious leaders. And specifically, we are working in highlighting the child protection messages that are already included within Islam. So the focus of looking at social norms is that sending positive messages through religious leaders on the protection principle that Islam has is, we believe, is going to help in addressing the changes required within the social norms that you were mentioning.